Alexander Finbow from Renegade Arts Entertainment joining me on the program. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you, Rob. How are you?
Good. For those who aren't familiar with Renegade, who are you? What do you guys do?
We are a comic book publisher, primarily. We also publish the world's biggest audiobook collection of classic horror stories. Based here in Canmore, we've been here for 6 years now.
Why Canmore? Why'd you choose this place to set up your business and make your home base?
We were emigrating from England. The whole process took 4 years from start to finish. And during that time, we'd come out on vacation and we were going to live in Calgary. My folks moved to Canmore during that period and we came over to see them and we fell in love with Canmore. And it's a beautiful place to be. And it has such a unique mix of people, extreme athletes, the spiritual side of things, the artistic and the writer community and the people all around that. It's, I don't know anywhere else in Canada that has that balance.
I imagine though, just like many people, you have to sacrifice a little bit to live in a community like this. I can't imagine running a small business in this town is the cheapest proposition in the world.
It's definitely challenging when it comes to staffing. The number of people with particular skills that are always available is smaller than it is in a city, which isn't a huge problem most of the time, but occasionally you're like, oh, I could really deal with hiring just somebody to handle this part of the business to come in for a couple of weeks. I work two additional jobs because, as everybody knows, Canmore is an expensive place to live. So you have to, especially with a small business, keep money coming in from other avenues.
Absolutely. Well. You guys are online, obviously.
You can find us at renegadeartsentertainment.com or on Facebook or on Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, even Pinterest now we've started to play with.
Tell us about your latest work. You're continuing on the Canadian history tradition, following up on your 1812 series with a book about Confederation here.
The Locksleys and Confederation. My interest and love affair with Canadian history continues. One of the things that sparked off my interest in looking at Confederation is that we were going through the citizenship process.
Mm.
Friday, we actually become Canadian citizens.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, early congratulations anyways.
Yeah, as long as I don't mess up the anthem or the oath, we should be good.
Just throw one of these books their way and be like, hey, look, I probably know more about Canadian history than you do.
Do you know which year Confederation was?
1867.
Hooray!
Yay!
1 point. And who was the first Prime Minister of Canada?
Was it MacDonald?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. So we were going through citizenship and I was kind of intrigued to find out more about how Canada came to be this unified country. And I expected the story to be quite dry and be about politics and negotiations and provinces arguing with each other. But it turned out to have a really interesting and dynamic backdrop with the American Civil War and events like the assassination of Abraham Lincoln being key drivers on people in Canada going, okay, so the guy who was advocating peace has just been assassinated and now the Warhawks are back in charge in America. Maybe we should speed up the process of getting together.
I understand you recruited a pretty big name in military writing to co-author the book.
Yeah, Mark Zorke, who won the Governor General's Award last year for his writing, which is the highest honor a factual writer can get in Canada. And he did the backup writing for the War of 1812. For the back of the book, there's a prose section, which gives you every piece of information you will need to win an argument with an American who thinks their version of the War of 1812 history is correct. And I was talking to Mark about what we were doing with Confederation. He was keen to try his hand at a comic book script for the first time as more of a collaborative thing than he's used to have to collaborate with an artist and also with me as an additional writer. And then I brought on Negan Weberdam, James Sinclair, who is professor of Indigenous Affairs at the University of Manitoba, to come on and bring out the Indigenous voice, which we were struggling with a way of building their voice into the story in a way which didn't feel like added on. And he was able to weave in key moments in the book, which really brought out the Indigenous voice, like the opening three pages, which didn't exist until he came aboard and said, you've got this wrong. The Confederation didn't start in 1864. It started in the 1530s with First Contact.
I noticed that the illustrator of the book is also the same illustrator that you used with another recent publication from Renegade, the Jacqueline the Singing Crow, local author Mandy Cuyava, who we had on the program a couple weeks ago talking about that. Really beautifully illustrated here.
Claude is probably Canada's best comic book artist. Claude's been working in comics now for 30 plus years. He started with Captain Canuck and he did such a good job on the War of 1812 and he really understood creating artwork in a way that doesn't scare people off. As you saw with Jacqueline the Singing Crow, he's a fantastic painter because that was watercolor and he can turn his hand to the pencil and ink artwork in comics just as deftly.
So where can people pick up a copy of Locksleys and Confederation?
If you are in the Bow Valley, the best place to go to is Cafe Books, and I think they may have some signed copies left, or from our website if you're further afield.
RenegadeArtsEntertainment.com. I understand that, and we can't really talk too much about it, but we hope to have you back on next week. You maybe tease a little big announcement that's going to be made here very soon?
Yeah, I have to keep things under wraps for a little bit longer, but there will be an exciting announcement that we'll be involved with, and all the creative people in the Bow Valley.
Nice.
And involving something to do with comics.
Something exciting for comic book lovers. Looking forward to hearing about that. Alexander Finbow, Renegade Arts Entertainment. Thanks for joining me on the show. And best of luck with your citizenship ceremony this week.
My pleasure. Thank you.